Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz Made. It's Maddie Garwood and Sydney-based singer, songwriter, musician and producer Carla Wiebe. She's got a brand new one out with Don't Tell Me. It is accompanied by an awesome little video. Bit of a throwback to the nostalgia of the 80s, and she's joining us right now. Carla, thanks for coming on Oz Made.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Now, first up, Carla, were you even born in the 80s?
No, I wasn't. I wish I was, but no, I wasn't.
It looks like you are actually in the 80s throughout the video, though. What was the kind of influence for putting it out, having that homage to the 80s?
I've always been fascinated by the 80s specifically. Mm-hmm. I guess this is a combination of the music, the fashion, and I think because I didn't get to experience it, I kind of took an interest to, you know, learning about it and trying as close as I can to kind of experience it. So that's what I guess the video was about.
And with the video, where did you have to borrow some of the stuff from, or did you actually have it, like the snares and the old Falcon and stuff like that?
Everything in the music video is actually my own stuff.
Awesome.
I collect stuff, put it in my grandparents' garage.
Yeah.
The house was built in the 80s, yep. So just got everything from my basement and put it in their garage.
Excellent. And now with the song itself, Don't Tell Me, I believe that this came from an experience that you had kind of out in the town. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so basically, I'm not a going out person. Mm-hmm. You will rarely catch me in a club, but I was in LA for some writing and some friends invited me out and I was already tired, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna meet them. Mm. They forgot to tell me they had already left by the time I got there. So I was tired. I was walking around this club and I was just not having it. And a guy came up to me and he just said, oh, what's wrong with you? Would it kill you to smile? And I was just at that point done. So I just end up leaving and it kind of frustrated me a little bit, but it inspired a song. So I have to thank him for that.
Well, that's actually the first lyric of the song, isn't it?
Yes, it would kill me to smile. Kind of like a smart-ass clap back at him.
Yeah. What do you reckon that guy would think that you've written a song about him from that experience?
Honestly, I think he was too drunk to even know what he said, to be honest.
Well, that's a shame, but what an awesome experience for you to get such a good song out of it, though, hey?
Yeah, for sure. No, it was really good.
So this is your debut solo release, but last year you did work with some guys. You worked with Tyrone and Roy with Touched. Yeah. That's clocked like over 2.5 million streams. How have you found working with those guys in Touch to actually bring out Don't Tell Me on your own?
Like, I still haven't met Tyrone, which is crazy. We, you know, released a song together, haven't met. But, you know, we've spoken all through the process. He's really cool. Roy's awesome. I've known him for a little bit longer. Definitely a very different vibe to my own stuff, but it was a really cool experience and it was great to have something out with them in the lead up to my own single. Grateful for that.
You're doing a bit more work at the moment as well with more creative stuff, like with a bit of photography and video making. How are you finding that's going throughout COVID?
I've always loved every side of the creative process. I haven't been able to do much photography recently because of obvious reasons, but slowly starting to get back into that, which has been really good. I just really like being hands-on with every step of the process. The more I learn about that, the more I can put back into my music.
Yep, for sure. And you can see that. You can see that through your video. Did you have any the idea with the direction and stuff going through it?
Yeah, for sure. Mm. So I work directly with the director, Matt Stav, who's amazing. I'm super happy with it.
And what else are we looking forward to being creative with what we can do throughout 2020?
I actually have a song coming out. I don't have a date set yet, but it is in the next, what are we in, June?
Yeah, it's a bit it's like that, isn't it?
What day is it? No, in the next two-ish months, there'll be a new single out and closely followed by some other stuff.
Yeah.
I can't say too much at the moment, but there's definitely a fair bit more music before the end of the year is out.
Cool, Carla. And where else can people catch all your stuff? What are your socials?
Everything is pretty much the same. It's Carla Wiebe, Carla Wiebe, Wehbe. Tricky one to pronounce, but yeah.
Just make sure you tell them who actually got the pronunciation right in the first go.
You did.
I did.
You are the first person to guess correctly. So
awesome. Well, there is no guessing when it comes to how good this song is. We're going to play it now. Carla Wiebe, thanks so much for having a chat to us here on Oz Made.
Thanks so much for having me. Hey, guys, my name's Carla Wiebe, and you're listening to Don't Tell Me on Oz Made.